Thank you, Mr. Chitoria. First of all, the scholarship component include school fees and allowance, which make it a full-funded scholarship. With allowance, I don't need to work. I just need to be in class. So the allowance was catering for my rent since I'm not living in the camp, but the university is based in the town. So I have to pay my rent, and the allowance also cater for my personal needs. The other thing that is it's included, the scholarship team set up each year a conference. The main of this conference is for the education sectors to identify our talents so that they can help us grow that talent and nurture it. So with just earlier, I just found out that I'm an entrepreneur. I'm now a business lady running my own business. I have my own products. With that one, it's just a help of a scholarship. They help me out with the growth and the training of the entrepreneurship skill that I gain. Secondly, with the team I'm working with, developing my products are Duffy Scholars. My manager is a fourth-year student from Nairobi University, a Duffy Scholar. My marketer is also a Duffy Scholar from JKUAT University in Kenya. And the person who is developing my website and maintaining it, it's also a Duffy Scholar. So you can see the scholarship is not only providing with education, but it's also helping us with mental growth and personal development. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let me change my role. Let me get back to my moderator. So my question is going to Chris. That country scholarship seemed like an expensive response and one with limited potential given the magnitude of the challenge of expanding access to higher education for refugees. What are your thoughts on this?